What you're about to hear here is a true story. It's titled, Was It a UFO? It won second place in a UFO sighting story contest some years back. It's written and narrated by the author, Steve Caresser. It's copyright by E-Printed Books, 2012. This story I'm about to tell you is true. However, I'm not laying claims that what I saw was a UFO. I will tell the story just as I saw it happen, and you can decide if it was or was not a UFO. And please comment on the bottom of this page about your thoughts. This story takes place approximately 30 years ago in Palmdale, California, USA, in the Desert Buttes near Lockheed Air Force Base. It was a dark night, and my brother Robert and brother-in-law Larry and I were camping out in my old 1954 Chevy pickup truck up in the high parts of the Buttes. It was getting pretty late. It was dark. We were laying in the back of Old Smokey, I call that old truck. And I faded off to sleep. Long about 2 o'clock in the morning, my brother Robert nudged me. Hey, Steve, wake up, look. I opened my eyes, and I gazed up into the sky, and what? There were four lights to the left of me, and four lights to the right of me. And these lights were maneuvering about, back and forth. Maneuvering and moving in the sky back and forth. And then suddenly one of the lights on the left shot a beam across the sky and hit one of the lights on the right. And it vanished. There was a war going on right in front of me. My brother Robert and my brother-in-law Larry were both right there watching it with me. It was unbelievable. They kept maneuvering and firing and maneuvering and firing. And this went on for I don't know how long. This continues. They're maneuvering, they're firing, and another one disappears. Went down to the last two standing off, and boom, the one on the left survived. It all of a sudden began maneuvering. It came up over the top of us, and then it slowly headed off into the desert. We looked out into the distance down the roads, the desert roads, and we seen headlights of this vehicle. They were swerving back and forth, back and forth, back and forth on the road. And that light moved in toward that vehicle. And that vehicle was swerving back and forth. And all of a sudden, a beam of light came from that light, hit that vehicle. That vehicle went up in a flash. It was like a ball of light just bursting. And then it just slowly burned out and disappeared. My brother Robert, my brother-in-law Larry and I, we were very, very, very disturbed over what we had just witnessed. suddenly that light shot like a bullet right over the top of us and disappeared. And all of a sudden, Air Force jets flew right over our heads at the speed of light, trailing after. As we looked out over the desert and thought, what in the world? This thing has blown up a vehicle. As the morning, we didn't even sleep that night. As the morning light began to appear, we got in Old Smoky and we drove on down, trailing the area to find the vehicle that was that had been burnt by the light. And as we're driving along, we finally come to the point. And there's this burnout shell of a Mazda pickup truck off the side of the road in the sand. And this is the area where this went on. We see skid marks on the road where this thing was swerving back and forth and skidding as if maybe it seen the light and it was trying to avoid it. And it skidded off into the sand. So here set this burnout Mazda pickup truck. Absolutely nothing but metal was left. And we approached it, looked it over, and looked into the sand, and there's no footprints anywhere. Nobody got out of that vehicle. Nobody. We walked around that vehicle and looked it over real good. There's no footprints, there's nothing in the area. I went around to the driver's side and I poked my head inside and I looked down on the floorboard. And there was a metal helmet laying upside down and it was full of gunk. I perhaps in my mind at that time I visualized the top of a man's head inside of that helmet. We looked it all over, couldn't believe it. So we drove up the road to the nearest house. I'm gonna call the police. Go up to the nearest house and I get out of the truck and I walk up to the door and I knock on the door. This tall, lanky guy that I call Ichabod Crane, tall, he comes to the door and he says, oh, he's got this real deep voice.
Hey, how may I help you?
I said, can we use your telephone? There's something happened up the road. And he says,
sure, come in.
And he walked and led me down the hallway to the phone. And I got on the phone and I dialed 911 and I talked to the police department. And I said, listen to me. We seen a UFO and it destroyed this vehicle and it killed somebody. And the officer says to me, he says, so, is it marijuana or is it heroin or have you just been on the bottle too long? And he hung up. I went back to the truck with Robert and Larry, told them what happened, and we drove on into Lancaster, California, and we went into this restaurant, this coffee shop, so we could drink some coffee and talk about what we're going to do here, just what's going on, what's happening here. So this coffee shop has about 10 4x8 plate glass windows in a row. You can sit in this coffee shop and you can see, wow, beautiful. I mean, wide open spaces you can see outside. And we're sitting there talking, trying to figure out what in the world we're going to do. And all of a sudden, guess who came walking by the outside of the restaurant windows? We're watching him walk by, tall, lanky Ichabod Crane. And he's walking and walking, and he looks over in the window and he looks at us. And he walks on and disappears. Now this is getting eerie. Okay, this is getting a little eerie. Okay, I decided what I was going to do is call 911. So I did. I called 911 again, and I got on the phone and I told the police officer, I said, I witnessed a murder at this location in the desert. There is a man dead. And I hung up the phone. It wasn't more than 10 minutes. Helicopters were coming from all over, heading for that area. Unbelievable. I couldn't believe it. Man, they were rolling. Police officers, sirens were going. There they went. All right, we're getting somewhere, right? All right. I jumped in old Smokey along with Robert and Larry, and we headed out there, man. We're driving, as fast as the old truck could go. So we're driving up, and as we're pulling up to the scene, helicopters are out, landed in the desert. Police cars are parked everywhere. And here, about 10 police officers are standing in a circle talking. And guess who's there talking with them? Ichabod Crane. Yes, Ichabod Crane is standing there in the circle talking with them. Oh, this is getting eerie. We walked up toward the whole situation, and on the way, when we got within earshot to hear what they were talking about, this chubby old police officer, he says, oh, Joe here stole his mother's pickup last night, and he doused it with gas and set it on fire and burned it up. And he pats old Ichabod Crane on the shoulder. Then he walks over to the burnout vehicle, and he uses a stick, sticks it into a gas can, picks it up, and he says, here's the gas can that he used. And he pointed to the edge of the car, or the pickup. He pointed on the edge of the door, and he said, and there's the gas he poured all over it. And there was a puddle of wet gas there in the sand. Okay, we backed off. We went, sat in the truck, watched the whole thing, and finally it's clearing out. They got a tow truck, they picked up the thing, put it on the back, and they headed out. We followed that truck. It left Palmdale. And as it was leaving Palmdale, we seen NASA's vehicles driving everywhere, all over, heading that way. Now we followed that truck out of Palmdale, halfway to Los Angeles, and we finally gave up. We went back home. Now this is a true story. What we saw, I'm not saying. Was it a UFO? Was it a government project from the Air Force Base? I'm not saying, but I will say this. It is freaky what we saw. You all have a real good